Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin appoints Virginia education chief who will remove politics from the classroom. By Ashley Oliver on December 21, 2021. Virginia Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin, R., announced Monday his choice for Secretary of Education after making education policy, with a focus on parental concerns, a centerpiece of his successful gubernatorial campaign. The incoming governor chose Amy Guidera, a data-driven education expert who has worked in the field for 25 years, as the Old Dominion's next education boss. Guidera will replace current Education Secretary Fran Bradford, who was just appointed by Governor Ralph Northam, D., in December after the previous secretary resigned to take a job with a group that researches social and higher education programs that aid with costs of college, with a focus on racial and structural inequities. Youngkin said of his latest cabinet selection, "Amy will be a critical partner in restoring expectations of excellence, overseeing a record education budget to invest in teachers, facilities and special education, rolling out innovation lab and charter schools, and standing for a curriculum that prepares Virginia's children for a dynamic future and removes politics from the classroom." A nationally recognized leader, Amy is deeply respected for her distinguished career advocating for innovation and choice, data-driven reform, and high standards, and will apply these principles in order to implement the Day One game plan. Youngkin heavily promoted his Day One plan in the final weeks of his campaign. And as one component of the plan, Youngkin repeatedly vowed to ban critical race theory teachings in the classroom because of their divisive nature. He also rolled out an aggressive charter school initiative to expand school choice and compete with neighboring Maryland's more than 50 charter school options. At the end of September, Youngkin's opponent, former Governor Terry McAuliffe, D., said during a debate, "I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach," which became a pivotal moment in the campaign as it tapped into the broader national issue of parents versus school boards. The comment came at a time when parents across the country had been lashing out at school administration officials over controversial issues like transgender pronoun and bathroom policies, racially focused curriculums in classrooms, and forcing masks and coronavirus vaccines on young students. Youngkin said of Guidera, "Most importantly, she understands that parents matter, and the best interests of students must come first. Her leadership, intellect, and talent will be tremendous assets as we ensure Virginia kids are the best prepared in the country to succeed, and that they are taught how to think, not what to think. She will help us recharge a system that has settled for too long." Guidera, who is from Maryland and moved to Virginia in 1995, has a daughter who attended Fairfax County Public Schools in Northern Virginia. Guidera attended Yale and then Harvard and founded the Data Quality Campaign, a national organization focused on using high-quality data to improve student outcomes. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.